I meet Yulisa at a plaza near the international bridge that connects Matamoros to Brownsville. Many asylum seekers have been camping out in Matamoros for months, awaiting their day in immigration court. They're forced to wait here because of the Trump administration's Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP. After months of waiting, Yulisa's court date has finally arrived. It's scheduled for the next day at a tent facility in Brownsville.
I really don't know what's going to happen inside. They're going to see us, but I don't know what they're going to tell us.
Yulisa says one of the reasons she left her home country is because she was having problems with her partner, the father of her child.
He found out that I'm here in Mexico, and I worry that he'll come here and find me. I'm not sure what would happen. He could kidnap me. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen.
Yulisa says she doesn't feel safe waiting in Mexico and doesn't think things will go her way in court.
I think they're going to send me back, like they've been doing. There have already been several pregnant women who have tried to enter, and instead of helping, they gave them a longer court date so that their babies would be born in Mexico. They don't want them born in the U.S.
Yulisa doesn't have too much more time to contemplate because she is required to be at the International Bridge at 4 a.m. for her hearing. So it's about 3:45 a.m. and right now I'm near the International Bridge in Matamoros. So far I've seen several people with documents and they've been crossing over waiting to get in line because they all have court hearings today and they were all told to be at the bridge by 4 a.m. I've seen other asylum seekers wake up and wish other people, you know, good luck for their court hearings today. Yulisa arrives a little after 4 a.m. and gets in line with the rest of the people who will also have hearings today. She says she got very little sleep last night.
I woke up at 2:30, but I was awake almost all night. I couldn't go to sleep.
A CBP officer lines up asylum seekers based on when they have their hearings. Yulisa is at the front of the line. She and more than 20 others walk towards the U.S. side of the bridge and are escorted to a gated area. Her hearing begins in about 4 hours. Yulisa's hearing takes place in a court tent room right next to the International Bridge. She and her attorney sit in front of a television screen where a judge teleconferences in from Harlingen, 30 miles away. This tent courtroom is not open to the public, so I travel to Harlingen to witness the proceedings. The judge asks some basic questions like verifying Yulisa's name and what type of protection she's seeking. Then he schedules her next hearing to take place in November. All of this takes about 10 minutes. But before the next case is called, Yulisa's attorney, Jody Goodwin, asks the judge for something the federal government has rejected twice in recent weeks. Can Yulisa stay in the U.S. until her next court hearing because of dangerous conditions in Mexico? The judge says an immigration official will look into this and have an answer by the end of the day. At around noon, Goodwin gets surprising news.
I just came out of the CBP facility at the Gateway Bridge where they paroled Yulisa so she can continue her court proceedings here in the United States. She'll no longer be in danger in Mexico.
Goodwin says the Mexican government refused to receive Yulisa back into Mexico because of her late-term pregnancy.
I want to stress that that was not any change on the part of the U.S. government. It was a humanitarian action and change on the part of the Mexican government to recognize the particular danger that late-term pregnancy causes, not only for the moms, but also for the unborn children.
TPR has not been able to independently confirm this from either government, or if this decision could set a precedent. Yulisa says she's happy with the outcome.
I'm happy. I'm really grateful for the attorney and everything she's done.
Yulisa will stay with a relative in Utah until her next hearing, and her baby is due any day now. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Brownsville.